Encouraging Every Step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jeremy Holbrook from the Big Idea Camp and Dalton Hale, who has recently started what's called the Not Alone Project. And Jeremy, for those who maybe don't know what the Big Idea Camp is or don't remember what you've done, because we've talked to you before, could you give us maybe a kind of a brief overview of what you guys do and introduce Dalton for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. For the past 8 years, the Big Idea Camp, we've been partnering with schools in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia with character development and curriculum. And for the last few years, we've been doing some weekly video lessons that counselors and teachers can follow up on with questions. And now we're even making, you know, YouTube video lessons. But September is Suicide Prevention Month. And COVID changed everything. It changed the way we do school, obviously, because we're doing school at home. It changed the way we shop. It changed the way we do entertainment. It's knocked sports out of the realm of attending. And what else it did, it increased a lot of anxiety and depression and suicide rates. And when you look at ages of, say, 10 through 30, there have been more suicides than there have been COVID. And a matter of fact, those numbers have spiked tremendously. And so we really wanted to look at, how can we talk about suicide? Not just, you know, not just throw some stats at people. Stats are easy. Stats tell us that suicide is the second leading cause of death between 10 and 34 year olds in the nation. 132 Americans commit suicide each day. Stats tell us that that's 48,000 people a year. Stats tell us that two people per day commit suicide in Kentucky. That's one every 12 hours. And from 1999, which is the year I graduated high school, to 2016, the national average, the ratio of suicide rate rose 25%. Stats tell us it's an issue. We can't argue that. But what can we do about it? We can talk about it. And conversations go beyond statistics. And so I'm excited to introduce everyone to Dalton Hale, who's a 16-year-old from Boyd County High School, who 5 years ago, as an 11-year-old, had to go through this tragedy of suicide because his cousin committed suicide. Now think about this. He had to filter this through the lens of an 11-year-old, right? And so it's been burning on his heart. It's been growing as a passion over the last 5 years. And now he's moving out. This is something he's doing because he remembers his cousin. He remembers his cousin as his best friend. And now Dalton looks out and sees these statistics and he says, what can I do? And I think anytime we do something in our life because our heart burns for it, it makes a difference. So I'm excited to introduce everyone to Dalton Hale. Dalton, tell us why this matters so much to you.
So my story is that when I was 11 in sixth grade, we were going to come back from Christmas break on January 4th. And I woke up that morning, got ready for school, and then my mom got the call that my cousin and best friend had committed suicide. And it was really a shock at first. You know, you don't really know what to do, what to say. It was very tough for my entire family, you know. There were no real signs, so it was tough to deal with the question of, like, why did he do it? You know, what was the reason? And getting trapped in that loop of thinking. And I didn't go to school for the next 2 weeks because everyone was kind of talking about it. And I didn't really want to involve myself in that. So I stayed home. But when I stayed home, I really didn't do anything other than just sit there and think, which wasn't probably the best idea looking back on it. So I would encourage, as soon as something happens like this and you are ready to talk about it, you know, you need to talk about it, because that is one thing I regret, is I didn't talk about it soon enough. And another really hard thing was the funeral. It was a really hard day, probably the hardest day of my entire life, if I'm going to be honest. And you know, I just hope that no one else ever has to go through what I went through at 16.
That has to be a hard memory to live with. Thank you, Dalton, for sharing that with us. So, Dalton, could you tell us a little bit more then about what this Not Alone project is and what it's going to look like?
Okay, so the Not Alone Project is all about suicide prevention and awareness, and it's kind of branching off of Jeremy's The Big Idea Camp, which is a great program that goes around to a whole lot of schools in Kentucky, and we're trying to get the word out there that suicide is something that we need to talk about more, and it's happening a lot more than a lot of us think or even realize, and that we need to raise awareness to this kind of like taboo topic. And like Jeremy said, whatever is mentionable is manageable. So if we start talking about it in public and we start, you know, like talking about it with our family members, then I think we can really start to bring these crazy numbers down. Like I read a stat the other day that said in 2018 there was 1.4 million attempted suicides in the United States. And I think that if I can do anything to bring that number down, even by, you know, 10 people, that would be amazing.
Okay. So as you're partnering together, what should people expect to see? Jeremy?
We're going to do a couple of videos a month. A matter of fact, we started with the idea of just doing one, but because the response, we're going to share a story every month. And so Dalton shared his story about his cousin Spencer on September the 1st. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, it got so much response from others that, you know, we kind of decided to help people in one way is to help them share that story. And so every month, about the first of the month, there's going to be a video that comes out with another story of another family who's been affected by suicide. But then we're going to put another video out that talks about some tips. For example, here are some things to look for. You know, loved ones, when you look at people who isolate themselves, when you look for people who aren't eating as much, right? Let's look for these things. Let's look for the anxiety. Let's look for the depression. And then let's give some tools. Here are some conversation starters. Here are some questions to ask. The weird thing about parenting and loving people, not just parenting, but even being friends, sometimes the biggest success is just showing up. Just showing up. You know, Dalton doesn't have to preach to his friends why not to commit suicide. He doesn't. But if he shows up and is a friend to anybody, that is a success. And so we're not looking to make NASA scientists from this. We're just looking to say, hey, let's focus on friendship. Let's focus on showing up. And over time, kindness speaks volumes. But we're also doing this on purpose, right? You know, you hear a lot about random acts of kindness. Well, this is purposed acts of kindness. We're doing this on purpose because we've seen what happens when there's no kindness. We've seen what happens when fear and doubt and anxiety set in someone's heart. And so we're just trying to throw some light onto that darkness. And so a couple of videos a month. Dalton runs the Instagram account. He posts on there regularly, and it may just be a quote, an inspirational ordeal, and it may just be something. I mean, he walks through the town sometimes, and he sees things that moves his heart, and he's going to share it because he has that connection to this generation. And why not, man? Use the tools we've been given. And so a lot of social media, you know, on the website and all that too, but it's a very unique thing. So we're just trying to reach people where they are.
All right. So guys, if somebody's listening and they say, you know, I've been struggling with suicidal thoughts, or I've been struggling with feeling isolated and alone during this season, or feelings of anxiety, depression, that sort of things, what would you want to say to them? Dalton?
Well, I think the best thing to do is reach out to someone, whether it's, you know, one of your family members, you know, the suicide hotline number, or even if you want to message me on my Instagram or someone else known that, you know, has been through this or that you trust to talk to. The most important thing is to not keep all those feelings inside. You know, you got to talk to someone, because the more and more you bottle those feelings up, one day it's all going to come out at once, and that is definitely not a good thing. And just like I said, the name of the program is Not Alone. So just find someone that you trust and that you know will listen to you, and make them, you know, your partner.
I think that raises such a unique point, and I've heard Dalton say this, is that the fact that, I mean, think about it, he's calling it not alone, right? To have those thoughts doesn't mean you're messed up. It really doesn't. To have those thoughts, to have doubts, just makes you normal. But the healthy thing is, let's not stay in those thoughts. People are making these permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. And the collateral damage is the rest of us, right? Like, we have more anxiety and grief now because of that decision, where that person maybe made that decision for their anxiety and grief, but now it's spilled. Like, it is a, you know, suicide seems like it's a one-person ordeal, but sometimes it's homicide to the rest of us. Talk to somebody, because what feels like it's most personal to us is actually most universal. We just can't comprehend that somebody else thinks that it's similar. You know, we're like, oh, and once, oh, you feel that way too? Wow. So there's a connection already. And so if we can share it, again, whatever's mentionable is manageable. And the more that we can connect, and like Dalton says, there's a national suicide hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255. Trained professionals and counselors who are willing and ready to have any conversation. Or again, get your thumbprint on your Instagram account and talk to Dalton at Not Alone.
What's the handle on Instagram?
It is _not.alone.
Okay. And then the videos that you're producing, where will those be?
So there's three different spots. Okay. The Big Idea Camp website. There's, you know, a little project thing, and you can drop menu down to the Not Alone project. It's on YouTube every month from the Big Idea Camp. And then also, we are posting it on Instagram at the Not Alone. Instagram has that Instagram TV kind of feature for longer videos. And so that's being posted too. So YouTube, website, Instagram. We put it on Facebook at the Big Idea Camp too. So again, we're trying to reach as many as possible.
Fantastic. I want to say thank you to my guests today. It's been Jeremy Holbrook from the Big Idea Camp and Dalton Hale from Boyd County High School with the Not Alone Project. I want to encourage you to check them out online. Not Alone has its own Instagram page, so you want to make sure you check that out. Also, don't forget to hit thebigideacamp.com or check them out on Facebook to get all the updates on what's going on with the Not Alone Project, as well as the other things that they're working on. The phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Line, again, is 1-800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. And I would encourage you, if you are struggling with some feelings of anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts especially, reach out to somebody. Talk to somebody today. Now, if you're part of an organization that's doing something to impact our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a line at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you. For now, my name is Kyle. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and keep on listening to Walk FM.